I'd like to, my Finkelstein Shlita asked me to give a little, Shir Psicha. If I can do that, but I will try to talk about a topic that is a little bit of a separate topic. It comes up in the Perek, but it's also a springboard to start talking about some bigger topics in the beginning of the Masechta. Just I guess maybe to whet people's appetite a little bit for some of these inyanim, it'll start the discussion. It's also relevant to Parsha Shavua. Last week's Parsha Shoftim. We're still holding it Tuesday. The mitzvah says Shoftim Shom Titzim L'Chol Sharecha. Shor Hashem Gatzin L'Chol Sharecha V'Shoftim L'Mishpat Tzarek. Torah says it's a mitzvah of Minui Dayonim. If one takes a look at the Ramban Al Torah, Adam takes a look in the tour, in the beginning of Chesh Mishpat. They both say that Bisman Hazeh there's no mitzvah, at least not mitzvah d'oraisa of Minoy Dayan. Why? Because since we don't have smuchim Bisman Hazeh, so the lashon of the tour is the daf gazman sheish smicha. Aval idna d'leka smicha kol adayonim b'teilim in atayra kidachsiv lifneim perish lifnei Elohim aksuv b'parasha. Dainu smuchim. The shiur zayim v'lon lejotos. V'nan lejotos anan. Fich ena dayanim in atayra el shiur sayu d'kamay avdim. This is a sugya which everyone's going to encounter, starting to encounter, of Shichusai de Kamoi, which actually is not mentioned really here in Aristotle and Sanhedrin. That's part of the question about what's the relation to that Aristotle and Sanhedrin. Comes up in Bava Kama, Barichos, and Bing Arachovel, mentioned in Gittin, Peches. But the Torah says, since it was Man Hazeh, our Dayonim, are not, the Torah says, with Feirish, are not Minat Torah, they're all Midrabanan, there's no Mitzvah Minah Dayonim. That's what the Ramban says. Also, with one extra clause, which maybe we'll get back to, that there's no mitzvah dayanim in atayra b'zman hazeh. And Ramban says because all the dinim are midraban. Ramban in the beginning is a borer. Ramban doesn't have really a daf perush in Sanhedrin, but he has his essay essentially, which is I think usually prints the name a borer. I think now they just printed it with different daf on the top in the newer Rambans, newer from my perspective. And so there also he's machriya that the authority of Bezin is only midrabanan. Therefore, he says there's no mitzvahs minei dayanim. Look at the Rambam as well. I forgot to bring a Rambam sefer mitzvahs. The Rambam at least in sefer mitzvahs pretty befeirish. Ramosha the first shulchan aruch mishpat points this out, but the Rambam is pretty befeirish that the mitzvah of minei dayanim is only when he doesn't say bezman hazeh, but he says the mitzvah of minei dayanim is only when there's smuchim. Mitzvah is to a point smuchim. He says therefore it's only after Yisrael. Yesh Ayin, the Rak of the Rambam, seems to define consistently the Bezen Shal Smuchas, Bezen Shal Eretz Yisrael. That's not for today's discussion, but just a note. And it's Mashmos, the Rambam, and the Sanhedrin as well. The Rambam Perek Beis, but not as a Befeirish, but it's pretty clear. The Rambam Perek Beis talks about, starts in Perek Aleph, he talks about the Mitzvah Tehim, Mitzvah Shef, Mishra, Mechol, Medina, Medina, Chol, Plach, Lach, talks about Batei Dinim. In Perek Dalet, after in Perek Beis telling you the mitzvah of where you have to Mana Dayonim, sorry, Perek Aleph, that's the mitzvah of Ma'an Ma'an Dayanim, 70:23, 3, the Ram thinks that the mitzvah of being Ma'an 3 Dayanim, also in the year of 120, is also part of the mitzvah of Minei Shoftim. The Ram says, Perek Aleph, Echo Bez Nagar Olsen, Jer Tano Bez Shal Shosh, Shrikhan Shikol Echo Vetzomach, Bisomach, you need all smoke. Okay, but the mission in Sefer Mitzvah, in front of me, is more Mefurish. Now, so this seems to make a number of assumptions. Number one, there could be at least three reasons why someone might argue this. Someone might say there's a mitzvah minei shoftim d'oraisa b'zman hazeh. Number one is that one could say that the mitzvah minei shoftim is in principle a mitzvah. It doesn't really matter whether the din is chal d'oraisa d'rabban. L'maisa din is chal. midraban hefkeres now forever works. The chazal may have to din schal, and the mitzvah shayftim is the man of people who get things done. Doesn't matter why they didn't get things done. So you see the Yerushalayim not that way. See the Yerushalayim, the Minyan Shoftim is someone not just who practically, through the Korach of Hefker Bez Nefker, which whose source is Midat Minat Torah, can affect Din Torah. No, it's you have to have Torah, official Torah mandated Dayanim to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Minyan Shoftim. I say that there's the Sefer Achinuch. Also, didn't bring scraps and farm. The Sefer Achiv, look at Sefer Achinuch in whatever the mitzvah is that talks in Parashat Shoftim. So at the end of the Sefer Achinuch, he says, not the dina mitzvah, but at the end, in his wrap up paragraph, he says, even though the mitzvah, even though we don't have smuchim bezman hazeh, which implies that the mitzvah is smuchim, still there's a chov on every tzibur, says very broadly, to appoint people, or to give them authority, to be madrich as am b'derech hayashar. So it's not one of the footnotes, one of the svarim. He says, the chinuch holds the mitzvah miyashoftim is the raisim mizman hazeh. But, and because, if you interpret that way, this is the pshat. The pshat is because fundamentally the mitzvah miyashoftim is just to have people, it's a result-oriented mitzvah. Make sure, it doesn't really matter what their authority, where the authority stems from. But pashas is not what the chinuch means. I can further with Tversky about this, because I know he's worked on the Sefer Chinuch. The chinuch doesn't mean that that's a meduyak, because the chinuch doesn't mean it's a kiyum amina shoftim. That's what he starts by saying. He doesn't have dinim. It's avlish in smuchim, and the mitzvah is miman smuchim. Like the Rambam, as you know, Kaidu, the chinuch usually follows Rambam sefer mitzvahs. Like Rambam sefer mitzvah says, nonetheless, the chinuch does this often. The chinuch has the idea of sort of expanding looking at sort of the tochen of mitzvah, the tamid, the inyan behind the mitzvah, and expanding that in a way that makes it binding. Although maybe not binding as one of the tariq mitzvahs, as a mitzvah mukderes, it could be that it has a. It's maybe more flexible in certain situations, but it's teaching the chinuch in another place says that a mitzvah you can learn from a mitzvah the yisoy of the mitzvah and the chinuch makes says that yisoy that should be obvious in the mitzvah then has extensions that are binding in a broader sense. That's what the chinuch means. You see, from the mitzvah, mina shayftin is a general concern of the Torah to make sure that people achrayan be madrich the tzibur b'derech hanachon and making sure things work properly. But the actual technical mitzvah mina shayftin, the chinuch I think also agrees is only when there's smuch. But again, that would be the way to say the chinuch otherwise. It's not the chinuch, but you see from the Rishonim that they're not assuming that's together a mitzvah. Number two is the question is it really true that Shichu Sayyid was the Rabbanon? Again, the Tur and the Ramban say befeirish that the Dayanim are only, they're Koach Zomi, the Rabbanon Bezman Hazeh. But this is a big clear. It's saying it's the first Nesivas. Nesivas is very beginning in Chesh Mishpat. Now it's the very first one. Hine, Bahadavin Shikusayu, Mashun Yashas Rakmi Derbon Dik Amr Mishumni Lagdal. Okay, that's something that, again, as mentioned before, one of the big questions of the Sugah, Lechushe Ran talks about Rechus based on Ramban, we have to figure out what the Rush means, is does our Sugah and that base of Gimel, which talks about Nilas Delas, is that synonymous with Shikusayu? Is the two working together, or are they two entirely separate? In Yonam, we're talking about different cases. In which case, the fact that there's a tekundra on Nilas Delas doesn't necessarily prove that when Shichu Sayu applies, Lamashal. So it's a what's he talking to say? Chisharan brings up such a thing at one point that the Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael made tekundra on Nilas Delas. The Mishnah doesn't say a word about Bava. It's talking about the Mishnah. They made a layer of tekundra on Shichu Sayu to expand the authority to different cases, more cases, even in Bava, even forms of Gelos Lachavalos, in some cases, as long as Shichu Vespei Chisharan Kis. I don't know if that authority is the Rabban. If it's not necessarily Mukha from Aragon, that authority has to be a din the Rabban. So the Siva says, the Yabhadin Shirosayo Mashem Yashashu Rachmi the Rabban, the Gomer Mishun Nilas Delas. Lafini is Dai Tibem Mishumi the Raisa. Rakshin Nimso Lacham. Loaso Cham Shtuchim Rak Mokham Dig Nilas Delas. He says, even if you say they're the same Sugya, it doesn't mean the authority is the Rabban, it may be just the context in which it's Almeida. The Siva Sadin is the Rabban, but the nature of the authority is the Raisa. Teda and his big rat is Gers. So Makam Gers Man Zemi Tam the Din Shichu Sayu. Mechaim Asi Begitin. Medoich Kizom Rafkinu Rabban Kedusha Minay. So you see that Gittin and Gers work as Man Zemi. The Gemara in Gittin says Beferish that Isui Aget Kfi and Gittin works as Man Zemi because of Shichu Sayu. Gers the Gemara doesn't say Beferish. So that's 2 days in Tosis in Kedushin on the Samach Beis I think. When he asks the Kasha, why is there Gers? Why is there? How can you have Gers and Bezman Hazeh? So Tosis says one day is because of Shichu Sayu. The other day is because there's the cost of the Rosh Hashanah, the same thing Gemara Krisa says about why people have gears without Karbonos is not as that. But and then you can even meet, then he's Mitzayin that look in the Ramban and the Rashba in Yevamos, they don't there hasn't that saying yet. They were more known to say it's Rabbanon, and they discuss how you deal with Geirus. That could be that Yechlami, maybe Geirus doesn't really need Mumcha Midaraisa, but there's one side in the Ramban, I think it's the Ramban. And Gittin could be Afkin and Rabbanon, the Kedushim. So they waver on that issue. But the Sivas entertains the possibility in this L'chayra, if you say that Geirus is based on Shlichusayu, it's a pretty compelling point to say that's the Raisa, that's that day in Tarsus at least, that Shlichusayu could be the Raisa. Now, if Shlichusayu is the Raisa, then it would stand to reason, although maybe we'll get back to a sad knot, but for now, so the assumption that the Chor of Shlichusayu is the Raisa, Pashtus would be, then certainly the Tur and the Ramban would say that there are no mitzvahs midin dayan bezman hazer, because they're saying that the authority is midin rabban. That's clear. So if they're saying the authority of the dayanim is midin rabban, then had they held Shlichusayu was the Raisa, the authority was the Raisa, so then there would be a mitzvah midin. That's what there should as soon as the mitzvah midin dayan bezman hazer.
According to those who began the mitzvah, bezman there were smukin, there wouldn't even be a mitzvah on Shlichusayu and those on like Hedyu?
Again?
Those who count it as a mitzvah, those who say there's no mitzvah of Zman Zeh. Let's say Zman Sheyesh Smuchim. Would there be a mitzvah to appoint Hedyu?
Probably not, I think. So what's the same Shem
Zeh?
I think so, yeah. They mean that the Ram is a favorite Smuchim. I don't think they make any distinction between. Let's find something. Shlich Hussayu. You think so? Alright, well, we'll show me afterwards. Assumption. Does anyone hold this the Raisa Bezman Hazeh? We'll get back to the third Chiddush in a second. Practically, I don't know. Some claim this Mabit means that. I'm not sure the Mabit means it. There's a Mabit in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perakei. Talks about Dine Knossos. Ben the Perakei. Call us Machan Baritz Israel, Don and Dini Knoss, a few of the Chutzlar, the Sanhedrin, the Regis, the Chutzlar, the San Hossam, the Chen a few below Smicha, Nere Dmidarais, or Donim Dione Chutzlar, a few of the Dovrish in a Matsui, Bedini Eret, the Bismanshi, Smicha Kulam Shama Kolach. He has a different sheet. That my bit is. He made him hold his mitzvah. He probably does hold his mitzvah in Bismanshi, actually, but he seems to have a. Different sheet altogether. In Smicha, they think that the concept of smuchim are necessary when they're available. When smuchim are not available, smuchim are necessary. Smuchim, that's an interesting ma'amakum. Smuchim is just the best possible dayanim, and when you don't have, and that's a way of measuring the best, a certain quality, caliber of them, you don't have them, you don't need them. So that's not for any of these reasons. That's because the whole thing of smuchim, you sort of understand differently. And one of the footnotes, I didn't look it up, he quotes that the Sefer Haredim and Mashma, he thinks the way it counts, it might imply that's the right Sibisman. I said, okay, could be. But the third, so again, so the chayyur, if you were to hold shilchus as the raisa, it would seem, then the chayyur be mashal would be a mitzvah the raisa. The third chesh, and this is the one that probably requires the most elaboration, is the following. You have a gemara, daf gimel amud aleph, racha bar davika. Gemara daf gimel amud aleph says that gemara is trying to explain the mishnah diem amus shleisha, diem amus chalos b'shleisha. The Gemara wants to know what took the Chazal's labdin and mamas new base and base. Say Rabbi Avo. Base Gemara ends up saying that there are two categories: so those chazals and zeis v'chazals. And there's a chiluk between whether you need mumcha. One needs mumcha, one doesn't require mumcha. Why? So first, the Gemara says if you hold Eir Parshas Chassam Kanami Derais, they only need shlosha mumchim at the Kana Mishum Nilas Dallas. And then you have Racha Breder Rika. Racha Breder Rika Omar Midarais Achad Nami Kosher Shenemar Betzayek Tishvah Nami Secha. So Rav Acha Breder of Ika says that Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher. So if you hold Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher, and it's just Midrabanon that you don't need, that you need three. So what does Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher mean? So the Gemara seems to use that to explain the halacha that Odol Savos don't need Gemel Smuchim. Don't need Smuchim. So simple way to read this Gemara. We'll see, it's a fresh Machlis Rishonim, but simple way to read this Gemara. Is that Midaraisa Chanami Kasha means even without smicha. If it means that, then Odos Avos, and if you look at the Rishon Makatosis, seemingly most dinim amunus, in fact, according to one day in Tosis, the Odos Avos is very limited. you know, just chavolos and klielos, they chavolos, basically everything else under the sun, it doesn't need mumchum midaraisa. So if most din mums don't need mumchum midaraisa, l'chari you should have a din mina mishoftim al tizdin. If you were to hold like a rachav redavik, so the Ramban doesn't hold like a rachav redavik. The Ramban thinks that the ikur says the lo rachav redavik. One of the kashas, the Rishon Ramban, and others, the Chesheran, the Ramach in Perakei, and the Rambam point out the difficulty with saying the Holy Rachav Rika. One of them is that is the whole sugya of Shechusayim, that Hagufa, the sugya, the fact that there's a lengthy sugya in Perakei Chovel, a sugya in Gittin, which says the Feirish, that the reason why you're done Hodos, Avos, Manazem, in both places says the Feirish, is because of Shechusayim. If you hold the Rachav Rika, why would you need Shechusayim? Chmidarai Sachanami Kasher, means anybody. If that's true, then only as long as he's gomer, the Gemara says you need three because you have shalasu chad the gomer. So as long as it's gomer, whatever gomer means, get there. That's a different sugya. Whatever gomer means, so then why is it shirusayu? The fact that the sugya in various places invokes shirusayu strongly indicates we don't look at rachav redavika. That's what many of the rishonim, the Adramah, that's what many of the rishonim say. It's good. If you don't look at rachav redavika, so I'm fine. So that's what my. So then you're right. Maybe according to rachav redavika, there would theoretically be a din of minishayftim mizman hazeh. But we don't hold the Rach Ravika, except the Rambam does. Like the Rambam, Hilchus Sanhedrin, hold the Rach Ravika. Rambam, this Rambam is already a major controversy in the Rishonim. The Jewish Rashba, the Chilisha Ram talks about the Ramach, everyone talks about this Rambam. Jewish Rashba, the Chilik Vav, the Kesem Mishakot, the Chilik Vav, Kuf, Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, I think. So the Rambam writes, a Feirish, Avol Bishem Bezen Pachos, Mishlosha, Mutalach, Lodim, and Atar, Shnam, Ratzek, Tan Bisecha, Perk Beis, Lach Yud. So there are major kashas on the Rambam that the Rishon Rei struggle with. One is that he seems to contradict the Gemara because he says that mutar lecha lodim at Torah, but he says shnayim shdano ein dinayim din, and the Gemara seems to say that ma ika ben rava vachar ika ika ben avdar meshmul shnayim shdano dinayim din el shniku bezin chotzuf. The Rav lasts the Shmuel, Rachvik isla the Shmuel. So Mar says the same seems to say pretty befeirish that if you like Rachvika, then Shnayim Shana was b'di neyim din. That's the obvious kash in the Rambam. The Rashba says the Rambam will have to read that you could hold like Shmuel. The Rachav Redavika could hold like Shmuel. Doesn't mean he has to hold like Shmuel, but he could hold like Shmuel. The Rambam, for other sugyas, drew the conclusion that the Iker we don't hold like Shmuel. That's some of the sugyas that Tosfos quotes. That's one kash. The other kash is what the Ramach in Perakei Halacha Ches asks. That's the kash the Rashba, I think, asked. The kash the Ramach as they ask is, what do you do with the sugya Shlichusayu? And the Rambam quotes Shlichusayu. The Rambam Perakei Halacha Ches. Says the Feirish. Dinei Knossos, Gonzeos, Lachavos, Hashem Akev, Hashem Erbach, Hamish, Onos, Mephate, Kolos, Gels, Chalos, Knossos. Achiyotzem, Enum, Dormos, Elos, Shlosha, Mumchim, Veim, Smuch, Amerit, Israel, Avashar, Dinei, Mohos, Kelno, Dolos, Lavos, Enum, Tzricha, Mumchim. El, Afilu, Shlosha, Jodos, Afilu, Echad, Mumchim, Dono, Son. Elohim, Israel, Osim. So what's going on? The Ramach asked the Kasher. He just said that we hold also avos. He didn't say only hold also avos. He just said that there's a concept of emutachol metor. So why do you need shlichusayu? And this gets us back again to the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, where we said the Rambam seems to say the mini shoftim requires smuchim. So why is it where it requires smuchim if mutzal echad lodim in a Torah? Period. So this leads to the following. So there are two malachim in the Rambam. When the Rambam says, and this is not necessarily a thorough, full picture of everything to be said and seen over here. But when the Rambam says Afbishin Bezin Pachos Mishlosha Mutalach Minatorah, what echad is he talking about? So if you look at the Rashba and the Tshuva, it's pretty clearly he assumes that it means a yachid hedjel, like the simple reading of the Gemara in Daf Gimel, because the Gemara in Daf Gimel says, well, you need three because of El Mishin Yoshei Kronos, and if you have three, you have to less lechad the gomer. So if you're requiring lechad less lechad the gomer, who's talking about gomer? You need a samach over here. So pashat in the Gemara is that you don't need a samach at all. Let's look at the Chiddush Aran. He even discusses the possibility of saying otherwise, and he says it's sure. He says, I think the Rambam says otherwise. He says, I want to look at four as different terms of that. Give me a second. By the char kashim midrayse bein hedju bein mumche kamer vhudu gamir midlok sibe elohim. V'chein kos ramban ve'ramam zal. V'chein das rashi l'kamon gan mumche l'rabim. Because mumche l'rabim that sugi is not talking necessarily smuchim. Clearly, it's talking about amoraim and bavel. And Rashi says, oh, mumche l'rabim can be done because of a rachab rishon hikah. That Rashi daf hey. So he says you don't need a chad samach. Don't need a chad samach. He says but that's a ramam also. So that's one malach in the ramam. Alternatively. There is the Shiz Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel writes the Feirush on the page here. The Yad Ramah quotes it from Rabbeinu Chananel by name. The Kaimel Garach Rabbeinu of Ikot, the Zakhtar Rabbeinu Chananel, the Midarais, the Chad, the Hu, Mumche, the Kiblu Alayu, I'm against Kiblu right now, Dayan, the Mamas, the Member of the Kamon. The Rach writes, Yachad, Hu, Mumche. The Ramah says he doesn't understand how he reads the Gemara. It's similar kasha to the Ran has. The Ran quotes, Man, the Mefarish, doesn't quote by name, but presumably the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Midarais, the Chad, Kosha, Hu, the Mumche, Kashalay, Man, the Rabbeinu Gemara. The begimel yef shalasu chad the gomer mumche boyina the ketuvet lo gemir klomer lo avem mumche. Okay. Yeah. Question. Rechana doesn't explicitly say he means a samoch. Let's be done about that. But the so that relevant to the Rambam. So the or sameach and the sivas in before and Babel suggests that's the Rambam that the Ram holds in a chananel, which is not uncommon. The Ram holds in a chananel, and when the Ram says chad, even though he doesn't say beferish. When he says mutar lechal olam in a Torah, he means a yachin mumcha, and that's why that doesn't answer all the questions. At least that explains partially, doesn't explain the shakta all the gemaras, but at least explains internally in the Rambam why you would need shichusayil. Why do you need shichusayil? Because gimel hajotos aren't good. Bisman hazeh, you need hajotos aren't good. You still need a mumcha. The meila midaraisa chana mikasha for one mumcha would be good enough midaraisa, but you still need shichusayil. That would also explain. Why Shtayim Shadonu Andy named him? Because says the Nesiva says in Simon Gimel, Sikhan Aleph, the Nesiva says Shtayim Shadonu Andy named him means what? Means Shtayim Hejoto Shadam, creative reading of the Rambam. The Shtayim Shadonu Andy named him would mean, that's what Samech is also, I think. The Shtayim Shadonu Andy means Shtay Hejotos. Yachal Achim Torah means Yachal Mumcha. Shtayim Shadonu means Shtay Hejotos. Shlul Shredder read the Rambam that way. But that's what that's they suggest. Shtayim Shadonu Andy named him because you need Yachid Mumchen, even though there's Dir Shichusayu, even though there's Dir Shichusayu, this is where Sameach adds, even though there's Dir Shichusayu, but since it's Osir Lachatchila to be done, Pachos Megimel, Bechei Agavnu also Shichus. The Shichus, the only reason Hedra works is if because Shichusayu, and they only give Shichus Koach Shichusayu when they're doing the right thing. And since Midir Rabbanon, you need Gimel, Memela, the whole din of Shichusayu was never Nemechei Agavnu, Memela, it's not even good with the Yem. That's where Sameach's Knitch. Oh. So just I want to set it up. So there is a machlok, seems to be pretty mefurish machlok we're showing him over here, and there's a debate in the Rambam. Some are showing him beferish the Rambam assume the Rambam means yachad hedjut, and at least some of the dolei achronim think the Rambam might be like Rabbeinu Chananel and might be yachad mumcha. That's at least and the answer some of the kashim in the Rambam. Now so let's go back to our kashim in the Yonim. Start with we'll call the Rashba, the Ran, Chushi Ran, who say the Rambam means Yachid Hedget. So now you have a strong kash. Why is Ram saying Sefer Mitzvahs that you need Smuchim for the Mitzvahs to be Dayonim? Yachid can be done almost every day. So the emphasis is read the Rambam carefully. Rambam's pretty befavorish. That there's two halachas here. There's a halacha of the Yachid can be done, there's a halacha of Bezdin. Rambam writes befavorish. Not multiple places. Ram says, I'll read the Ram again. Aval bisha ain't bezdin pachos mishloisha, mudal echelotim at shambertek tishan amisech. Umidivir sovran shishlosh. And then Allah get out. Echel shay mumchel rabim, he's allowed to do it even midir rabbanon. Aval eino choshuv bezdin. Eino choshuv bezdin. Parakei Allah get this. Ram says, Yachet shu mumchel rabim, aval bisha don zin imam sechidi, and gives you nafkaminas. Ein ho da befun of ho da be bezdin, rafila yasamuch. Aval shlosha, aval pish einam smuchim v'rei hen yotus einam korban elim v'rei ha'odaya b'fneim ha'odaya b'bezdin v'rei ha'kofer b'fneim v'achar bo einam huksa kafran and yochal achzul and kamosha b'yayinu. I'm assuming nafkaminas. One is ha'odaya b'fneim, does it count as ha'odaya b'bezdin? And one is kfir b'fneim and you huksa kafran. So the Rambam says, if you were do that in front of a yachad mumcha, even though halachal ha'maisa yachad mumcha can be done, it doesn't have din of bezdin. It's not ha'odaya b'bezdin, it's not a kfir b'bezdin. And that fits what the Ram says again in Parag Dalit. all the batei dinim have to have shlicha. That's what Rambam says. So the Rambam, the answer to the kasha, at least according to this malach, is that the Rambam holds yachid can be done. That's what the Kishon Misecha tells you. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to be memana, as we said before. The mitzvah is not necessarily, it's not a pragmatic mitzvah. The amount of people can take charge of the situation. The mitzvah is to memana batei dinim. Batei dinim, we have the authority, the stature of Bezim, which has certain afkaminas, at least the Gabi Odo and Kvira, but there's certain afkaminas that maybe there are. Maybe other afkaminas, I think Ramosha in the Tshuva, the first Tshuva Choshen Mishnah, the very first one, it's written sort of as a response to an article of Herzog on the Paris in 1944. Herzog has an interesting idea of how smicha works, and he doesn't like it. One way his deek in the Rambam, he thinks that maybe if there are smuchim, then a yachid hedra can't be done, even if the Rambam. Chiddush, it can only be done b'makom. Not like my bit that's kiyum of smuchim, that smuchim doesn't exist, but that this heter of beis yud is mutlach of the mitzvah is only maybe not when smuchim aren't available. Suggest that, yes, I don't remember what Zik and Rambam is. But even that's not correct. But the Rambam, there's a concept called the Bezin. The Bezin has a certain stature, a certain authority, and there are certain afkaminas of that authority. The Hodah, Kfir, maybe there are more. And if that's the case, the Rambam's mitzvahs mean the Rambam says, the mitzvahs man of Bezin shall you. Rambam says, the Rambam's mitzvahs man of Bezin shall ayal, Bezin shall gimel, Bezin shall gimel. Bezin shall gimel, needs smuchim. That's the Rambam Shita. That's not a Bezin shall gimel. Okay, Bezin gimel hajotos might be kosher ladun, but they don't have a status of a Bezin. So if you run, that's not the mitzvah. Oh. And that is another way to deal with the Shechusaya question. And this already the Ksai says with a different Kabbalah, it's a slightly different Knech. Deal with the Shechusaya question. What was the question of the Rambam? Why does the Rambam need Shechusaya if the Rambam holds Yachid, Psektish Nami Secha, that Yachid Shadon? The Yachid should have done in Torah. So why do you need Shechusaya? After all, assuming it means Hejo, so good. So it's Dindra Bonon of Gimel. Fine. I understand that's Dindra Bonon of Gimel. But Shechusaya shouldn't be relevant for that. You don't need Shechusaya. What is Shechusaya for Gimel Hajotas for? So, one possible answer, Mahalach, this the Ksos basically takes this Mahalach, is that, but it's tricky, it's insufficient unless you add something, is to say that you need Shechusaya to be a Bezin. Maybe Yachid could be done, but Yachid wouldn't be a Bezin. But what Shechusaya does is it creates the concept of a Bezin. Either Gemara seems to say that you only that the Hodos Falvos need Shechusaya. The Gemara in Gittin and the Marble of Kam says that you actually need Shechusaya to be done. So it's pushed down the Gemara. So to that, the Ksos is interesting. Chiddush. The Ksos, basically takes the Mahalach and Simon Gimel. And the Ksos thinks, you see, this debates this point. The Ksos thinks that we're dealing with there with Kfiya Vodos Avos. And Kfiya Vodos Avos always needs a Bezdin, and the Marnim mean the Din. The Din is also an Echanami, you don't need Shechusaya for. But the full range of those Avos, which includes Kfiya, he thinks that Kfiya needs a Bezdin, the Yoruba, the Chosin, and Kfiya needs a Bezdin, the Kofanel, that Suvas Pevav, that he thinks Kofanel Mitzvah needs a Bezdin. Siva says, as Big Machloek Ksos and Siva's over there about whether Kofanel Mitzvah needs a Bezdin. The Ksos thinks it does. But he thinks Kfiya always, based on Tosis, he works off Tosin based on the base. The Tosin based on the base here says that there's two dinim of Smuchim. The dinim of Smuchim we learn from Elohim, which shows us the din to be Dan, and the dinim of Smuchim we learn from Lefneim, which is the din of Kfiya. So he says, Memeira, the din of Kfiya needs a bet. That's what and the Mara means, the Gabi, the dinim of Kfiya Shiva. So that's the Tosin Malach, Ayin Shem, Siva's issue with some of the points. But that would be a potential Malach in the Rambam. Once the Rambam is saying that Hodos, even though it's mitzvah la'echad lodu, Yochel can be done, but you still need a bez shirusayu to create the concept of a bez. Now, Fir ben Hanano, let's say the Ram holds like ben Hanano. So, see that there's not such a, the original kash wasn't the kash. The original kash, why do you need bezin for minei dayanim? Why minei dayanim wouldn't apply bezman as that? At least if shum shechusai was drabon. Okay, because the Rambam, even if you hold the racha b'devika, but that means you need the yachid mumcha. If you don't have the yachid mumcha bezman as that, so you don't have dayanim b'deraisa. Assuming shechusai was drabon, you don't have dayanim b'deraisa at all. But it's interesting. Where's the Rechal Shita come from? Rechal Hananel says B'tzei Tishta Misecha, at least the way Rechal Hananel is being interpreted, that B'tzei Tishta Misecha means Yachid b'Yachid Mumchas. I'm confused. B'tzei Tishta Misecha is written in Parshas Kedoshim. It doesn't say anything about a Mumcha at all. Let's say Gimel doesn't say Mumcha. So it's coming Lafuke Elohim. They are Parshas of Elohim. Okay, fine. Or hold any of Parshas, whichever. But say it's coming Lafuke their Parshas. So it's telling you don't look in Parshas Mishpatim, which says you need Gimel Dianim Smuchim. Just say Tishpa one. So I should assume he means one Hayyot too. I think the Adam Rabbi said a favorish in this kasha. I saw afterwards the Adam. I think he says I don't understand how you can have such a shita. Where does it come from? You know, if you learn from Tzedek Tishbot, it says Yachad. It Yachad tells you about Fuke, the Parashim Mishpatim, so also there's no mention of Smuchim either. Where do you get Yachad Samach from Tzedek Tishbot? Oh. So see if it has the Mahalach. I ain't jump. I like to suggest maybe a little differently that the Alpi we're saying with a Tosefis, in this last few minutes. The thing we said in the Rambam, to point out in the Rambam says, but Tzedek Tishbot is telling you, Tzedek is not redefining the definition of Bezdin. Bezdin will and always will be Gimel Dayan Amokh. That's the parasha of Parashat Mishpatim. Tzedek Tishbot is not saying ignore Parashat Mishpatim. Tzedek Tishbot is saying there's another halacha. There's another halacha called being done. You can be done without a Bezdin. Sometimes you can be done without a Bezdin. Tzedek Tishbot is Misach. So now. So we're done without a Bezdin. So you only three. So chayr, okay. So you only smuchim either without a bezdin. So the answer is not necessarily true, because smuchim is not. It may be true that a bezdin requires smuchim, but it isn't necessarily true. At least via das Rambam, that smuchim is the nature of smicha has to do with relating to a bezdin. If you look at being poor preparation for a bezdin. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. This is not to say it's bekitzer, but the Rambam in Perek Dalet. That's according to Gemara Daf Yud Gimel. He mentions skip down a little bit, and the Rambam says Perak Dalach Ches V'Yeshlam Limnos L'Chol Echad Sheyirtu L'Dvarim Yechidim V'Sheyroy L'Chol Adayonim. Despite smicha, keitzah, chacham ofla shirai lahoros b'chol ha'tara kula, yesh lebezin lismocho sov, v'yidin lo rishus lo lo lohoros yeseretter, or yidin lo rishus lohoros yeseretter, lo lo don dinin mamros, or yidin lo rishus lo zev lo zev, av lo lo don dinin kenosos, o lo don dinin kenosos, av lo l'hatir b'choros b'mumon, or yidin lo rishus l'hatir n'darim b'lad o liros k'samim, v'chein kol kiyotzi b'zeh, tal el chas in the Rambam. Where's Rambam getting that from? So anyone knows the Gemara Daf Hei, the Rambam is calling the Gemara Daf Hei. But the poshut on the Gemara Daf Hei has nothing to do with smicha. The Gemara Daf Hei is talking about rishus. The way the Rashi reads the Gemara. And it's talking about Rishus, which is nafkaminas to pater from Tashlumen. The Rambam, at least the beginning of the Yom, I'm sure it's talking about. The Rambam clearly read the Gemara. The Rambam read the Gemara, that at least at the bottom of that Gemara, where the Gemara says, Yatir, Yatir, Yodin, Yatir, that was part of the Smicha. These are aspects of Smicha. In other words, Smicha is Rishus. Smicha is the Nesinus Rishus Ladun, but not Rishus Ladun, because there's Hora, there's Hatoras Bechoros. They don't have anything to do with din. They don't necessarily need a bezin. Ram talks about ksamim. Rishon, there's no din. No, there. I don't know what's going to show ksamim to a bezin. So there's no din a bezin by ksamim. But there's din smicha for ksamim according to the Rambam. You can be a samuch for various ksamim. So what is that? What is that? The Rambam is learning that smicha is a certain rishus lahoros. Now, a bezin requires someone who has smicha ladun as part of their qualification to be a bezin. But that's not fundamental what smicha is. Smich is Rishus Lahoros. That's not what the Bezdin. The issue of Hatter also. So it could be that when you get to Rach Ravika, Rach Ravika says Tzedek Tishta Misecha. So it tells you, don't look at Parashat Mishpatim to tell you don't need a Bezdin. You can be down without a Bezdin. Okay, you're down without a Bezdin. So you don't need three. It says you can do a Hayra. It says, in other words, you can do a Hayra. Fine. But in general, with Hayra, you always need Smicha. Or at least with Torah and Din, it doesn't at the very least doesn't automatically follow the Chol HaPachos. Or Horos that Smicha too in this Avetor. But the question what the Nafkaminas of Smicha versus Avetor is. But yeah, that's what Rosh is actually. I think, I'm sorry, I think I misquoted Ramosha. What I think Ramosha says is that he thinks that this, if you have a samuch for hora, then you can't, someone else can't pass hora. I think that's what Ramosha says. He thinks that's the Rambam. But so could be the Gemara thought, but when it comes to din, I don't know why has to mukhr, but again, it certainly doesn't automatically follow. Yeah, we don't need Elohim, but Elohim is talking about that's talking about you don't need a bezin, but you still need a hayra. A hayra, the Rakharik assumes there's no, it doesn't necessarily tell you a bigger chiddush that even the Bali Arad don't have to be smuchim. That it doesn't say. It says you don't need a bezin. You can yachar. Yachar means you don't need a bezin. But a shayfet, the classic shayfet, the classic moira, is someone who has smicha. The fact that he's not a bezin isn't relevant for that. There's two different issues. So the Reichan will tell you. So b'zek tishtecha b'stam means someone who is the person who's normally right lishvot. Someone who's musmach lishvot. I'll just add one more kinesh. We'll have to stop. And that's Azay. Maybe it's still a step weiter. That B'tzeik Tishra comes what am I saying? B'tzeik Tishra comes lafuki Elohim, but I'm sort of keeping some of the Elohim, right? The answer is no, not lafuki the Rambam. When the Gemara says Elohim, three Elohim is the best thing. So, what does Elohim mean? So it's clear in some of the things. I think the mashmo is the Ramban, and something about Elohim is mashmo smuchim. Elohim is mashmo smuchim. So when you have three Elohims, so that means each one of them is an Elohim, right? Is a mumche. Elohim equals mumche. Elohim snam is the mumche. Someone's mumche is smuchim. Not roshes ladun. If Elohim, someone who is tas Elohim, it means he is a mumche. And you need three of them to have a bezin. Look at the Rambam, it's not mashma. Look at the Rambam, it's mashma, that the bezin that consists of three smuchim is called Elohim. In other words, the Rambam says in two places. The Rambam's lashon is more than once, and I'm here. The Rambam's lashon in Perek Beit, Dala Lacha Dala, Ein Kari Elohim, Ela Bezin Shnitzlu Ba'aretz Yisrael Bavat. And again in Perek Hei, Alacha Ches, Afal Pisha Ein Bezin Shal Chutz La'aretz Elohim, Shichus Bezin Shal Aretz Yisrael Osim. So the Elohim, it's not that three Elohims. Elohim means Bezdin. It means a Bezdin with the ultimate authority. That does say Elohim, a Bezdin shall smuchim. So ignore the parasha of Elohim. Elohim tells you, Elohim means a Bezdin shall smuchim. You don't need a Bezdin shall smuchim. But ignoring Elohim doesn't mean not ignoring smicha, because Elohim is not the makkah for smicha. Elohim is the makkah for this concept of Bezdin shall smuchim. Bezdin who have koach, about koach, a Bezdin who is srara. That requires a Bezdin shall smicha. We know from the other, we know from Beslu Shivamish maybe, we know other parashas that there's a concept of giving smicha. From Moshe Yeshua, there's a concept of giving smicha. That concept of giving smicha is not limited to Elohim. Elohim is not referring to that necessarily. So get the B'tzeik Tishbo. B'tzeik Tishbo is talking about the classic shofet. So a classic shofet in Torah is someone who has smicha. Stop here. Minutes of the minute, so we gotta, sorry about that.